Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are finishing the first book of Tehillim with Mizmor 41 Mem Aleph. In this Mizmor, we once again see David in pain, coping with illness. However, instead of focusing on the one who is weak and sick, it's going to focus on those who assist the weak one. It contrasts those who help and those who don't. We're going to see the story of David in these psukim, but this is the story of so many in pain and so many who want to help one in pain. I'd like to go through this mizmor and see very practical wisdom that all of us will benefit from. Pasuk Aleph, Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, for the conductor, a song by David. Pasuk Vez, verse 2. Ashrei Maskil Eldal, praiseworthy is the insightful one who is wise regarding the poor. The word poor means one who literally lacks funds and needs help, but it's also referring to one who needs any assistance and support during a trying time. Rashi and many of the Mefarshim explain that this is referring to one who is physically and or emotionally ill, and that's really the path that we're going to take as we go through. Praiseworthy is the one who knows how to help the one who is ill in the most compassionate and helpful way. The concept of Bikur Cholim, which we usually translate as visiting the sick, does not literally mean visit. Rather, it means to discern the needs of the sick one. It often means to visit because that's helpful, but not always. Also, it isn't only to visit, but the visit itself has to be done with discernment. What would be the best way to help this person? Maybe they need us to buy something for them. Maybe they need something better than hospital food. Maybe they need someone to read to them. What do they really need when I come to visit? Think about it. The Gemara in Nedarim 40a discusses the importance of this pasuk and brings a story that one of Rabbi Akiva's students became ill and no one came to see him except for Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva came, he also swept the floor. After the student recovered, he said to his Rebbe, he said, "You have brought me back to life." And Rabbi Akiva then taught that whoever does not visit the sick, it is as if he spilled blood. The Gemara in Bava Metzia 30b says that he who visits a sick person takes away 1/60th of their illness. Pasuk Beis, verse 2 continues, B'yom ra'ah yimalteu Hashem, on the day of disaster, Hashem will rescue him. Who is the him? So it could be referring to the person who deals with wisdom and compassion with the needy, or the sick one. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Nedarim that says, whoever takes care of the needs of a sick person is saved from the judgment of Gehenna. Or it could be the him could be referring to the needy person himself. The actions of the one who helps him ultimately benefit the needy individual. The Gemara in Nedarim teaches that the deeds and tfilos of someone who cares for the sick or impoverished are so powerful that they can bring about Hashem's help for that person in need. This is why we daven for the sick, give tzedakah, and perform other mitzvot on their behalf, so that we can arouse mercy and bring them healing and support from Hashem. And Radak says that the wise visitor will say this phrase to one who is sick. They'll say something like this: "Don't be afraid of your illness. I'm praying for you, and Hashem is with us at this moment. This place is very holy." Various ways of letting the person who's sick feel empowered because he knows that Hashem's presence is with him. Hashem's presence is so much with the sick person that Rabbi Hirsch explains, a person's sickbed should be transformed into a place of kindness and comfort. And Hashem wants us to partner with him in relieving others' emotional distress and physical pain. Although it's up to Hashem to aid the person, our job is to give them comfort until it happens. Pasuk Gimel 3. Hashem yishmereu v'chayehu v'ushar ba'aretz v'altit nehu b'nefesh oivav. Hashem will guard him and restore him to life, and he will be happy on earth, and you will not give him over to the desires of his foes, of his enemies. Once again, the ambiguous him, and it can refer to the needy one or the caregiver. Hashem will reward the caregiver and also take care of the needy one so that he won't die like his enemies desire. It is important to appreciate all the caregivers and medical professionals who work to cure those who are sick, and Hashem will guard them. However, it is Hashem who heals the sick person. The caregivers are only his messengers. The Radak explains that these words in the Pasuk, these are the words that we should say to someone who is sick or in need. Too often, people visit and with the best intentions sigh and say, "Oi, oi," but when they leave, the person may feel even more demoralized or depleted. The Radak isn't suggesting we ignore their pain or avoid offering sympathy. We can and we should show compassion, but he teaches us something deeper, that our role is to empower the one who is suffering, to encourage the one who is suffering. Our words should leave them feeling stronger, uplifted, and encouraged. When we visit someone in pain, we should aim to bring them hope and energy so that after we leave, they feel a little bit more light and strength than before. Pasuk 4, Dalet. Hashem yisadenu al eres dvai, kol mishkavo hafachta b'chol yo. Hashem should support him on his sickbed when his rest is overturned because of his sickness. Again, the Gemara in Nedarim tells us that the Shechina hovers over the bed of a sick person, supporting him. Therefore, it's customary not to sit at the head of a sick person's bed because that's where the Shechina is. Pasuk 5, Pasuk He, now begins the voice of the sick one himself. And he says, Pasuk He, Ani amarti Hashem chaneni, refa'a nafshi, ki chatasi lach. I said, Hashem, be gracious to me, heal my soul, because I sinned against you. It isn't enough that others pray for the sick one. He has to pray for himself as well. And here he asks for physical and emotional healing. Sometimes people are cured physically, but emotionally they cannot move ahead. We always ask for refuas hanefesh or refuas haguf, the healing of the soul and the healing of the body. The Metzudas David says that he acknowledges that he sinned and needs forgiveness. In that sense, when he's forgiven, his soul is cured. It sounds very much like vidui. It can also be that he wants to stay alive so that he can correct his mistakes and do better. Now the psukim are going to contrast the one who is so helpful to the one who is not. In David's life, there were actual enemies who specifically used the time of his illness to bring him down, and they hoped for his death. As a Jewish nation, there are times that others will see us in our pain and vulnerability and use that as an opportunity to bring us down. As for individuals, hopefully in its literal sense, this doesn't describe what others feel about us. However, we will still see ideas of what not to do as we go into these psukim. Pasuk 6, this is still the voice of the sick person is continuing in his prayer to Hashem. He says, Oivai yomru rali, masaya mus va'avad shmo. My enemies wish evil for me and say, when will he die and his name will be forgotten? Pasuk Zion, ve'im baler os shav yedaber, libo yikbats avenlo, yetzei lachutz yedaber. And if he does come to see me, he speaks insincerely. But really his heart is gathering negative information so that he can go out and tell people. In David's case, they literally left after visiting him and then spread the word that he deserved what he was going through. But it can also be more subtle than that. Sometimes someone might come and speak compassionately, but doesn't really speak sincerely. Maybe he's only visiting so he can go out later and tell others what he saw, that he could tell them how I looked lying there in a terrible state. So instead of offering real comfort, it becomes something for them to talk about with others. Pasuk Ches, Yachar ala yislachashu koson ai, ala yachshavu ra'ali. Together, all my enemies whisper against me. They think bad of me, saying, Pasuk Tes 9, Dvar Belial Yatsukbo, Vashir Shachav Lo Yosif Lakum. The wicked things he has done should come back to him. In other words, they're saying about me that this is coming to me and more. And now that he is lying down, he should never get up. This sounds so much how the enemies of the Jewish people are speaking about us in our current situation of pain. This doesn't end yet. Pasuk Yud. Gam ish shlomi asher batachti vo, ochel lachmi, higdil alai akev. Even those men I am at peace with, who I trust, who I've given him from my bread, he too will trip me up. Parentheses at this time. Even my friends to whom I did good to, they can't wait to see how soon I will die from my illness. That's very extreme. But the truth is, ultimately, it's often in those moments of deep vulnerability or real despair that a person discovers who their true friends are. Pasuk Yud Aleph, 11. As much as we see in this song the current story of our national vulnerability and pain, the truth is that it's referring to a person who is sick and has some people who help him and some people who don't. So how does David, the king, want to respond to those people who are part of the Jewish nation who wanted to see him down? Pasuk Yud Aleph takes us there. V'ato Hashem, and you Hashem, chaneni v'hakimeni, have mercy on me and stand me up, v'ashal malahem, and I will pay them back. The Metzudas David explains that David, as the king, will punish those who wronged him at his time of illness. However, the Radak, quoting Rav Sadia Gaon, offers a different perspective. He explains that instead of thinking about revenge, David chooses to repay their hurtful actions with good, teaching them the power of compassion. Rather than punishing those who misjudged or wronged him during the time of illness, David seeks to motivate them through goodness. Through his own actions, he wants to show them that their perceptions were mistaken and hopes to inspire a change in their hearts. Remember in Pasuk 5, David said, I sin to you and I want to heal from that sinning. I want to work on myself to become a better person. And the truth is, becoming a better person does not necessarily have to include bringing down or hurting my opponents. Being a better person is just to serve you. Pasuk Yud Beis, let's continue. Bezos yadati ki chafatzta bi, ki lo yaria oivi alai. By this I will know that you desire me, that you won't let my enemies shout over me. Very simply, he will be cured, and the enemy will not shout triumphantly over his demise. Pasuk Yud Gimel, 13. Va'ani besumi tamachta bi, v'tatziveni lefanecha la'olam. And I, because of my complete or pure faith, you supported me and you stood me up before you forever. I realize that the very reason I'm alive is so that I can serve you always. And this awareness is a commitment to become a more righteous person moving forward. And so too, everyone who has been supporting me throughout will also be inspired to elevate themselves. Notice that the verse doesn't mention the maskil el dal, those who supported the weak one, the poor one, those who supported David. However, the fact that he had people standing by him throughout the process enabled him to maintain a positive outlook and recognize that Hashem was with him the entire time. There are moments when we deeply want to help someone who is ill or going through other difficult challenges. What can we do? We can solve their issue. But this mizmor teaches us that simply being there, showing care, offering help in any way that we can, giving encouragement and davening makes a difference. And in doing so, we partner with Hashem, who is the true and only healer. Ask yourself as you conclude this song, how in your life are you a maskil el dal? How can you improve in being a maskil el dal? Because when you do, you're good for the dal, you're good for the needy one, the sick one, and also Hashem will reward you in such incredible ways. Now this song, this mizmor, concludes in a similar way as the first four books of Tehillim. Notice we didn't do the last pasuk yet. It is not a pasuk that's 100% connected to this song in particular, but rather it's connected to the completion of the entire book. Pasuk 14, Yud Dalet. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mea Olam V'Ara Olam, Amen V'Amen. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, from all times past until all times in the future. Amen and Amen. We often say Baruch Hashem, but what are we saying? Rabbi Hirsch explains that what we're saying is that we're ready to accept whatever blessings Hashem wants to shower upon us, and we will use whatever He gives us to move forward. When we receive any pleasures in life or responsibilities, we say Baruch Hashem, meaning that Hashem has given us this so that we can fulfill our purpose here. So we've completed 41 songs, songs of direction, of pondering deep philosophical ideas, of facing physical pain, coping with adversity and evil, and experiencing both the joy of accomplishment and the pain of mistakes. The songs of Tehillim guide us through every situation in life, and we conclude this book, as we will the next three, with the understanding that Hashem is eternal, that He provides us with everything we need to move forward, and with a renewed commitment to continue on that path. So I'd like to thank Rebbetzin Schmidman for giving me the opportunity to learn the first book of Tehillim together with you as part of the Nachyomi program. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for learning with me over the past 41 days. It has been both an honor and a zchus to share the incredible timeless words of David HaMelech with you. I hope that this learning inspires you to continue exploring Tehillim and to find the words that speak to you personally, words that uplift, encourage, and help transform you into an even more elevated person. Mazel tov on completing the first book of Tehillim. I wish you much continued hatzlacha and growth as you move forward with the rest of the book of Tehillim. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.